And our election road trip continues. We are just a day away from New Hampshire's primary, the first in the nation. And Robin, there is so much happening as we approach the finish line.
Yes, Jeremy, including that Bernie Sanders-Witzke is stuck on a boat in New York Harbor.
I think that was an SNL sketch.
Oh, all right, then we're
Although
fine.
I will say there was also a spoof of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David as Bernie Sanders. And as a Curb fan, that was a lot of fun to watch. But also some real candidates on the campaign trail here in New Hampshire. And Anthony Brooks, senior political correspondent for our contributor WBUR, has been following the candidates around for months. He is with us now from Manchester, New Hampshire. And Anthony, what are you seeing today from the candidates in terms of last-minute campaigning in the state?
Well, Jeremy, I can confirm that Bernie Sanders did get unstuck. He's no longer stuck on that boat. He's up here in New Hampshire. In fact, Hillary Clinton is here with her husband, Bill, Donald Trump. In fact, all the candidates have multiple events on this final day. And it's more than political theater because, you know, we know that lots of voters out there have only really recently begun to focus on this race. It's hard to believe with voting tomorrow, but we know that lots of folks are still making up their minds. Jeremy, yesterday I was all over the place at three or four different events in three or four different towns. And I'd say most of the voters that I spoke to were still trying to decide who to support. So there's a lot at stake out there for the candidates right now.
It's something that we saw as well as we've been traveling around this state. And of course, it makes that Republican debate that happened on Saturday night all the more important for people who are making up their minds at the last minute. I want to play a little exchange that was very memorable from that debate, this confrontation between Governor Chris Christie and Senator Marco Rubio, where Christie accused Rubio of repeating the same canned speech over and over. Here he is.
Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so important.
What has the reaction been like from the people you're talking to in New Hampshire, Anthony, and how much does this matter to Marco Rubio?
It's really amazing, Jeremy. I mean, that was a rare event. And every now and then in these political campaigns, something like that happens that you can really that really makes the earth move. I think there's no doubt it's hurting Rubio. Just the fact that you and I are talking about this rather than his post-Iowa surge, which was the Rubio story until that debate. Yesterday, I went to a Rubio event, a Jeb Bush event, a Chris Christie event. It was the focus in a big way. I talked to lots of voters at all three events who said they were troubled by Rubio's performance, including voters who told me they had been supporting him but are now rethinking that support. Now, that said, he's attracting big, enthusiastic crowds, so I think it hurt him. The question is, how much can he rebound? And, you know, is he still sort of the number two here in New Hampshire? But no question.
Well, what about Donald Trump? Because he's been the number one here in New Hampshire in all the polls. Is he still looking strong heading into tomorrow?
I think he is. I mean, the latest poll suggests he's holding steady at about 30%, which is where he's been all fall. And his events still attract lots of people. He's still very popular. But even before Iowa, some of us questioned to what extent those poll numbers would translate into votes on the ground. Jeremy, in Iowa, we saw that didn't happen. So that remains one of the big questions about tomorrow. Will Trump have a ground game that really gets his supporters out? Many of them are folks who don't usually vote. Trump said he learned a lesson in Iowa that he needs a strong ground game, but that's something that you don't just put together in a week. So that's one of the big questions that I want to see the answer to. Do Trump voters come out in the numbers that the polls suggest? That'll be fascinating to observe tomorrow.
On the Democratic side, Anthony, there's been some news over the weekend that two important women, Madeleine Albright and Gloria Steinem, both made very public comments about why women should be supporting Hillary Clinton in this primary. Here is Madeleine Albright speaking at a rally with Hillary Clinton on Saturday.
We can tell our story about how we climb the ladder, and a lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done, and you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you, and just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
Anthony, how is that playing with voters, and did it backfire?
Well, I think it sort of did. I mean, I'm not sure if it's hurt Hillary Clinton so much, but it has caused a lot of angry pushback from younger female voters who are supporting Sanders. Lots of sort of traffic on the Twitter sphere about this. In particular, Gloria Steinem, the veteran feminist, said that women are supporting Bernie Sanders because that's where the boys are, which was really an astounding thing to say. She, in fact, had to apologize for that. So there's certainly buzz about this issue out there. But it points, Jeremy, to Clinton's challenge, not just with younger women voters who are opting for Sanders, according to the polling, but with all young voters who are moving heavily towards Sanders, according to the polling. So that's the sort of the issue behind the big issue behind that story. But I think it kind of backfired.
Well, and the other big thing that we have to wonder about is how much is this snowstorm that is coming to New Hampshire today going to matter tomorrow? Anthony, just quickly, what do you think?
Well, very quickly, I think it definitely hurts a candidate like Bernie Sanders, who really wants lots of new, younger voters to get out there. If the snowstorm discourages folks from coming out, not good from those kinds of candidates. Not good for Donald Trump either.
That's Anthony Brooks, WBUR senior political correspondent in Manchester, New Hampshire. Anthony, thanks.
My pleasure, Jeremy.